come to meditation because we see that the happiness offered by the world is not all that reliable. It turns into something else. And sometimes in order to pursue that happiness, pursue those pleasures, you have to do things that are going to be bad for you down the line. Even if you pursue them in a virtuous way, they spoil your good qualities. Think of all the devas up in heaven who have nothing but pleasure, pleasure, pleasure all the time. You can imagine what that does to their character. This is why the Buddha said there's a much better way to find happiness. That's through acts of merit. We don't like the word merit too much in English. Perhaps just say acts of goodness. When you're generous, when you're virtuous, when you have goodwill for all beings. There's nothing intoxicating about that. There's nothing about those ways of finding pleasure that are going to harm you. And you're responsible. You think about the consequences of your pursuit of happiness as it affects, as they affect yourself, as they affect the others. And you realize it's all for the good. And it's happiness that doesn't have boundaries. Happiness of the world is what? Material gain, status, praise, sensual pleasures. Those are the kind of things that where you have something, someone else has to lose. You gain, other people lose. You gain status, other people don't have that status. This kind of way of looking for pleasure creates boundaries. That's why there's so much conflict in the world. Whereas you look for happiness in meritorious ways, there are no boundaries. Other people see you doing good, and they're happy for you. Makes them feel good that there are good people in the human race. Makes it a good place to live. And when, of course, when you're generous, you're not the only one who benefits. The people benefit from your generosity. There are people who benefit from your virtue. There are people who benefit from your goodwill. So you're not only spreading happiness around, you're spreading goodness around. Even when people die, you can dedicate merit to them. If they find some way of knowing about it, if they approve, that becomes their merit too. So looking for happiness in these ways is something responsible. And it increases the fund of happiness in the world at large. So when we're industrious and looking for goodness in these ways. The Buddha doesn't call it greed. He calls it one of the factors that creates happiness now and on in the future. So look for happiness in these ways. It's going to be good for you, good for the people around you. Anyone who sees their goodness and they approve of it, that becomes their goodness too. To be confident, look for happiness in these ways. Even when society gets difficult, if you keep on looking for happiness in these ways, it makes your section of society a better place to live. And it teaches you about the power of your actions. As I said last night, there's so many people in the time of the Buddha who taught that the nature of the world is that your actions don't have any impact, don't have any meaning. Some that said that your actions don't even exist. That's a miserable way of thinking. The Buddha's saying, what you do shapes the world. And you learn how to shape it in a good way. And the one that people who listen to his talks were very happy, very joyous in gaining this message. Because it told them that they had power. And they can use it well. So think of that. When you look for happiness, where do you want to exert your power? What kind of changes do you want to make in the world? For the good. Then go ahead and do it. That power is in your hands.